HQ, forgive me. There seems to be a very diverse ideas of nutrition here. And there are the Coke, Coca-Cola, and Snicker Bar people on one end, and then there is Darbashana. can you describe a little bit about how your nutrition has been? Because you're working very hard at that, and it seems to be working for you as well.
Right, so my diet is vegan, so no dairy, no cheese, no milk, sugar-free, and gluten-free, and predominantly raw. So I eat very little processed foods, and it's all trying to maintain it as much as possible as fresh, crisp whole foods. And Nundan is doing all my food, so I've just got to focus on running. And she prepares everything. And I eat a lot of superfoods as well, so instead of having all the vitamins and minerals, I rely on the food to get me all the vitamins and minerals that I need. And yeah, so far so good.
Now there's lots of snacks and treats on the right hand side as we come down here, but you don't look at that at all. You're looking at on your table.
I'm looking for the next cup to get handed to me and see what it is. But for my treats, I'll get like a little cup of blueberries, goji berries, hemp seed, and coconut oil. And that'll be like my little spoonfuls of crisp goodness.
I mean, obviously, you've got lots of energy, so people would say, oh gosh, he's not eating enough. But, I mean, you're running extremely well, and maybe in part because of that.
I like to think so. Definitely, I mean, sugars generally give you a spike, so your energy goes up and then you fall down. As long as I'm eating enough and getting enough of all this food into me, then my energy's relatively constant. And I don't seem to be having spikes and falls.
Have you weighed yourself? Are you the same weight?
Funnily enough, I came into the race pretty light, actually. After the six-day race, I came in at 65 kgs.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of about as light as I've been in a long time. Normally, I'm around 70. And after 6 days, I lost 2 kgs more.
Here?
So, yeah, here. So I was kind of hovering around 62.5 to 63. And then I've been having a little bit of problem, which I normally have, of not drinking enough water. So I've been really heavily dehydrated. And yesterday I started ploughing lots of liquids back in with salt to try and balance it all out again. And I weighed myself and I'm back up to 65. So I'm the same weight now as I was when I came in.
Now the guy in front of us, and who we're also just about to pass, is in the other school of nutrition of Coca-Cola and Snickers. Do you think he would do better if he were to follow your diet?
I would die.
If I would follow his or he would follow mine?
If he would follow your diet, yeah.
I think everybody's diet is suited to them. The diet that I follow is perhaps not something for everybody.
And not for the big man whose main food is Coke and Snickers.
Yeah.
Thank you.